Stoner's grin almost equaled his daughter's. You've got it all down?
In the ship's memory files. We can replicate Tavalera's cell structure, Joe said. We can make a fertilized ovum and let him grow back to life.
Rick pointed out, we'll need a womb to gestate him.
We can build one, Kathy said.
Stoner said, wait a bit. I've got to go out to Goddard first.
To the habitat? Joe asked. Why?
It's out in Saturn orbit, isn't it? Rick asked. Nodding, Stoner said, I need to talk to Holly Lane. Tell her what's happened to Raoul. Ask her if she's willing to wait 20 years or more for him to grow up. Joe shook her head slightly.
No. Ask her if she's willing to bear him as her son.
Stoner gaped at her. That's asking a lot.
If she won't, Kathy said, I will.
Rick laughed. That's just what we need, a virgin birth. It'll convince everybody down there that we're gods. We're not gods, Stoner said. Far from it.
But we've taken on the same kind of responsibility, said Joe. We've taken on the job of guiding them, helping them.
His expression sobering, Rick admitted, it's a hell of a job.
It's more than a job, said Kathy. It's an endless burden.
Endless, her brother agreed. We've got to do it, Stoner said. No one else can. It's up to us.
It's up to us, Joe agreed.
Stoner broke into a tight smile. We'll get it done. We'll help them to succeed, to survive. That's an awfully optimistic attitude, Rick said. I know, his father replied. It's a gift. Epilogue. Many years later. All the people of Earth watched as the first of the great silver ships lifted silently from their berths in the ancient desert of Mesopotamia, from the banks of the great rivers in China, from the verdant fields of Tuscany, from the sandy shores of Arkansas, from the red-rocked outback of Australia, from Africa and Brazil and the half-drowned island of Hawaii. Silently they rose on invisible beams of energy, lifting slowly, majestically, into the clean blue sky of Earth. The first colonists were leaving their home world, heading for a new Earth, the first of many. All the Earth celebrated the day that the human race broke the bounds of the solar system and moved out to the stars. Keith Stoner and his family watched, too, knowing that this was not the end of humankind's struggle for survival, but rather a new sort of beginning. The human race's ancient enemies of poverty, disease, ignorance, and death had been almost conquered on Earth and in the human habitats spread through the solar system. But those enemies waited among the stars. The ancient battle was not over. It never would be, for wherever humans went, they brought those hidden enemies with them. The choice that humankind faced was brutally simple. Survive or die. Stoner smiled as he watched the gleaming ships rise faster and faster until they winked out of sight. They're heading for the stars, he knew. Not to destroy or conquer, but to spread life, intelligence, beauty through the universe. Like seeds wafting on the wind, they're bringing intelligent life back to the waiting worlds. If I were a betting man, he told himself, I'd bet on our survival. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Marie Curie. This concludes the reading of Voyagers 4, The Return by Ben Bova. Copyright 2009 by Ben Bova. This book was read by Stefan Rudnicki and directed by Kirk Miller. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with the Barbara Bova Literary Agency and was produced in 2009 by Blackstone Audio, Inc., which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio, Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.